Good morning once again and happy Sabbath.
Good morning.
Glad to see you here. Wow. Bernard, that was beautiful. See how technology, this guy's like a Hollywood, you know, these are the movies that you see they're being played at Hollywood. But with the new technology, AI, I'm telling you, if you know how to press the buttons and things like that, you can create great things for the good news of Jesus. And also it can be used for the wrong purpose. Just like our laptops, just like our phones, just like our homes, just like our cars. All of these things God has given to any one of us, we can use it for bad purpose or for the good purpose. So the new technology coming out with AI and all that, I think this tells me Jesus is, I'm telling you, we can spread the gospel very quickly and very fast with the technology that we have. Because this one, you can send it to all your friends or whatever, non-members say, hey, look, I created this. Can you watch and look what happened? And you direct them where? Here. So let's not be quick to criticize the new technology and things like that, because I remember when it first came, I was like, oh no, the devil is bringing something again, AI. But we have been having AI for a long time. We just didn't know how it is developing. We have AI in our cars. We have AI in our phones. We have AI even before the real AI actually came out. What is AI? Artificial intelligence. You know, you turn your car. You know, that's artificial intelligence. All kind of things. But anyway, I'm not for that. But I just want to say, Bernard, thank you for that. And I want to welcome Hazel and John. We'd like to welcome you officially. Now you are members of Mount Hope Seventh-day Adventist Church. Your names were voted here. So now you can say, hey, guys, what can I do? And actually, they will call you up. They will say, Hazel and John, we got something for you. Can you help us in here? I know the elder is smiling here. He's like, I got them. Don't worry. We'll get them to work. So I just want to welcome you and everybody welcome. Glad that you are here. Let's have a quick prayer. I just want to pray again with Holly for Holly's sister who has cancer and also Gerard. Gerard, I think he said his aunt is also in the hospital. So there's so many that are happening. Let's pray. Gracious, kind Heavenly Father, you're an awesome and wonderful God. I want to pray in a very special way for Holly's sister who is fighting cancer at this moment, Lord. You know what the situation is. And we know you are the doctor of all the doctors. I pray for all those doctors and nurses who are treating her. Whatever the situation is, Lord, we give it into your hand. We pray for Holly as she goes through this challenging and difficult time for her dear sister. Give her courage, give her the strength, give her the hope that hope only can be found in you. Pray for Gerard, our aunt, who's also having health issues. She's in the hospital. Pray that may you visit her and be with Gerard and all the rest of the family as they go through this. We're living in a very challenging world. I pray for all our churches, churches that are doing great and churches that are struggling, churches that are having conflicts. Lord, I pray that conflicts and all other stuff is an opportunity to learn from one another and grow in you. Bless us now as we speak. May you speak through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. How many of you have good memories? Oh, good. All right. I'm gonna give you a test. Brother Tay, Anson, I'm going to give you a test. And Charles, I'm going to give you a test. The test will be, let me try to figure it out. When was the camp meeting last year? What date? What time? Who was the speaker? Just quick, if you can remember. Your memory.
26
to 24. Okay, good. Okay, anybody?
August
26 to 24. Okay, all right. All right, okay. Some of you have a very good memory. You can remember that very quickly. You know, I know Effie was talking about her story here. She was sharing about, I hear a lot of remember. You remember that? Why did God really want us to remember? As we age, our memories started getting cloudy. They're becoming diminishing. Our memory becomes more, less and less remember things. How many of you like to write things? Why? So that we can remember. When I usually look at it, when did I talk? You got to go back to the notes and say, oh, this was the right time I talked to. But otherwise, our memories can become diminishing as we age. And I wonder, God say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. A story was of a man who was working in his backyard one day when his neighbor began talking to him over the fence. He said to his neighbor, you know, my wife and I went to one of those seminars yesterday, you know, where they teach you ways to improve your memory and how you can remember things as such. And then the neighbor says, his neighbor responded, really? What was the name of the speaker? The man answered, what's the name of the flower that smells so good and has thorns? The neighbor replied, you mean roses? Yes, roses. Yeah, that's it. And then the man immediately yelled. He called over his shoulder, Rose, what was the name of the speaker we heard yesterday? You got the point. You got the point? No? We humans often have hard time remembering things. I have hard time remembering things. Our memory will start to decline and will get worse as we age. The Lord knows how short our memories are. God knows how short our memory are. So throughout the Bible, we find him reminding us of things again and again and again. And even doing things to help us remember. Remember. There are rainbows, books, stacks of stones. Jesus used parables and items around him in those parables to help us people to remember what he taught us. He gave us the rainbow. What's the sign of the rainbow? What's the sign of the rainbow?
God's covenant.
God's covenant. To remind you and I that God promised that he will never destroy the world with flood again. That's the rainbow. God showed us so that we can remember. Jesus used parables and items around him in these parables. That's where he talked about the two fishes, five loaves of bread. We will never forget that. He bring them all symbols to help people remember what he thought. But in the whole Bible, there is no reminder more important or significant than this, than the one he established in the night before his crucifixion. Of course, in the Old Testament, God said, remember, in the Ten Commandments, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In 6 days, you should do all thy work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. And of course, before he was crucified on the cross of Calvary for you and I, the Bible says, it is communion, the Lord's Supper, our memorial meal. In the verse 24 of the message we just read, as Ryan and the sister just read, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. As we come to the Lord's table, not because we are worthy, but because Christ is worthy and he is merciful. We are coming to the table, as you see in the front of us here, not because you and I are worthy, because he is worthy. Because he's worthy and merciful. The whole meal is a reminder of him, and the two elements of the meal remind us of three important things about him. Number one, the Lord's Supper is a memorial. What is it? a memorial. How many of you have been in a lot of memorial services? As a pastor, I've gone through quite a few of them. Memorial service for someone who passed away. Memorial to remember those people. We talk about what they have done, how good they were, how awesome they were. We're going to miss them. The Lord's Supper is a memorial. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." The bread and the cup point us to Calvary, his body given, his blood shed for you and for me. Number two, the Lord's Supper is also proclamation. What is it? What is it? Proclamation. Number one is a memorial. Number two is proclamation. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Wow, what a message for you and I. Without word, this service declares the gospel. Christ crucified, Christ risen, Christ returning again. That is the message for you and I. The communion service points to Christ's second coming. It was designed to keep this hope vivid in the minds of the disciple. Desire of Age, page 659. Number three, the Lord's Supper is an invitation. What is it? An invitation. Have you ever been invited to a place that you never expected? I'm inviting you for dinner to my house. Could you imagine someone inviting you that you don't even know? So the Lord's Supper is an invitation, not to perfection. He's not inviting us to perfection, but to repentance and trust. God is inviting you and I for not for perfection, but he's inviting us for repentance and trust. Ellen White writes, "None should exclude themselves from the communion because some who are unworthy may be present." Wow. That's a powerful statement she made. Because there's people who say, oh, there's some people who maybe I don't think that they should be taking. Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? Ellen G. White make it very clear. The Lord's Supper is an invitation not to perfection, but to repentance and trust. Ellen White wrote, "None should exclude themselves from the communion because some who are unworthy may be present." Who tells you they're unworthy? It's only us making that judgment. Desire of Age, page 656. This table is for humble hearts that depend on grace. The table is for who? The table is for humble hearts that depend on God's grace. Before we come to the table, Jesus invites us to something deeper. Deeper. On that same night, he rose from the supper, laid aside his garment, and took a towel. He got up out of the chair and went and laid down his garment for you and for me. A King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Almighty, taking everything out and laying down for you and for me. John 13:4. The foot washing service reminds us that the cross not only forgive us. I repeat it. The foot washing service reminds us that the cross not only forgives us. It changes how we treat one another. That's a powerful statement right there. Here, what happened? Pride is laid down. Grievances are released and reconciliations begins. Wow. The Lord's Supper. Ellen G. White put it this way. This ordinance is Christ's appointed preparation for the sacrament service. Desire of Age, page 650. As we participate, we are invited to humble our hearts, forgive one another, and renew our love for Christ and for his body, the church. So, church, family, brothers and sisters. So, as we separate now for the service of humility, let us go prayerfully asking the Lord to wash not only our feet, not only our feet, but our heart. Let's ask him to wash our heart. Our heart of stone, let him change it to be a heart of flesh. May God bless us as we separate for our foot washing. The man is going to be in one small room just as you walk from here on the right-hand side. And the ladies are in the library, and couples in the fellowship hall. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we separate for the foot washing, a sign of humility and to humble ourselves before your throne of grace, Lord. We don't deserve it. We are not worthy, but you are worthy. You are a worthy lamb that was slain for our sin. Lord, break our heart. Wash our heart. Melt our heart of stone. Let be soft the heart of flesh, so we can draw closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'd like to welcome you once again for this special service of the Lord's Supper. And I want to remind our scripture text again that we read this morning, that Paul is writing to the church in Corinth. The title says, Institution of the Lord's Supper. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes again." What a powerful message for you and for me. You know, the Lord's Supper is something that we need to take it very serious. That's why when we do the Lord's Supper, we plan for it. We announce 3 to 4 weeks ahead of time for us to prepare, get our heart, because there's a preparation that involves. You see, the bread that we see here, you see how many grains has been crushed. How long did it take those grains, clean them up, take them to the barn, and grind it? Now we have a very easy way of doing things. In the past, our parents used to go to the farm. They take a sickle and they harvest it. And they take it, they beat it. And then they take out the chaff. And then they take the grain. I remember my mother, with a rock, she would put the grain there because we didn't have any machine. She would put those grain and put it on the rock, and she grind it. Sometimes they are rocky. She have to take it over again and grind it until when it is fine. And then she have to boil the water in order to make porridge for me and my siblings with a lot of sweat. Jesus says, the bread is his body that was broken for you and for me. As I illustrate the process of breaking those grains, take a long time. Jesus' body was broken for you and for me. As a reminder, that's how much he loved you and I. 1 John 4:8. As we look at the video, is all centered on God's love. Unconditional love for you and for me. Brothers and sisters, let's remember what Jesus did for you and for me on that cross. And as we partake this, the bread and the wine, and even the wine, the grapes, the process that they have to go through in order to make it juicy like this. Jesus said that this is blood. Blood is life. Blood is life. So much, we have what they call Canada Blood Bank, where people donate blood to save somebody's life. Jesus' blood is not in the bank. It's available to any one of us. That blood is still available for you and for me. So I encourage each one of us that we finish today. We need to look forward for the next one to remember what Jesus has done for us. So at this moment, I'm going to ask Elder Dave to pray for the bread. And those of you who are able, you can kneel down.
Father in heaven, we just thank you for Jesus. And Jesus said, he is the bread of life, and all that come to him, that they may never hunger again, that we may be full, Lord. We may be filled with your Holy Spirit, and that we may be ready for your second coming. We just pray that you'll be with us, Lord, and that you truly are the bread of life, and that we all should be hungering for you day and night. We just thank you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As the scripture says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. May we all prayerfully partake the body of Jesus. At this moment, I'm going to ask Elder Stephen to pray for the wine.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to participate in this ritual, Lord, that you have set up for us to do. As you said, do this in remembrance of me, Lord. And we thank you that you love us, Lord, and we want to ask for a blessing on this grape juice today, Lord, as we participate in this. We know that you are the living water, Lord. Everything flows from your throne, Lord, and gives us life. And without you, there would be nothing, Lord. So we ask for a blessing on this and a blessing on us, Lord. And we ask all these things in your merciful name, Lord. Amen.
In the same manner, the Bible says, after supper, he took the cup and said, "This cup is my blood. Drink it in remembrance of me." May we all partake as we remember the blood of Jesus that was poured on Calvary for you and I. Maybe for the interest of time, if any one of you have a testimony while they're collecting the cups, I give this opportunity for anyone who would like to share a testimony or a song, something that God has done for you, especially at the beginning of this year. We left 2025, is gone, and we are in a new year. So is there anyone who would like to share a testimony or a song? Somebody need to break the ice.
I just felt today that it's a real blessing to be able to come at the end of the week and spend time together and refresh our friendship with each other, our fellowship with each other. I feel blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Anybody else? Last call. All right, if no more, let's stand up and sing our closing hymn number 312. Gracious Heavenly Father, near the cross, you came and died on that cross for us. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to remember your death on the cross, your burial, and you are coming back to life from that grave. And you went to heaven to prepare a place for us. What a God we serve. I pray that Heavenly Father, as we anticipate your return, help us to be faithful until you come again. As we are going to our places now, Lord, may you be with each one of us until we meet again. And if we can meet again here, Lord, my prayer is that we will meet at the feet of Jesus when he comes to take us home. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.